Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your host. In our episode this week, I'm going to help you find five ways to manage the clock. We all know time matters and we can't lose track of it. It's pretty easy to do it and we don't want that to happen. If you're new to the podcast, I'm happy that you're here. If you've been here before, I'm super happy that you're back. We are in our eighth season of Just Saying, and our intent here is to help you become a more intentional communicator. What you say matters, and it matters in time because time is a limiting factor for a lot of people. We don't have enough of it. Now, there's different ways of looking at it, and this is not going to be entirely about this broader topic of time management. Our perspective is, and I've said this before in this podcast, is that time management is noise management. If you can be any good at managing noise, you can be really good at managing time. Because a lot of time is squandered managing and consuming noise. So when you think about this whole thing of, all right, I'm limited by time, the book Noise focuses on living and leading when nobody can focus, and there's all these digital distractions and disruptions and interruptions and things that are constant, incessant, they're just never ending, and they gnaw away at you. They hurt us, they diminish us, they deplete us, and that's what the book Noise is about. My first book, Brief, is about being a clear and concise communicator. Obviously, managing that precious time that you have to get your point across in a very deliberate way. In my upcoming book, the third book in this trilogy, if you will, is called Quiet Works, Making Silence the Secret Ingredient of the Workday. Those three books all work together to help you really rise above, to cut through the clutter, and to get your point across. And this issue of time is a nagging issue for a lot of us. We don't have enough of it, or so it would seem. I heard this many years ago, and it helped me a lot, is to look at time from the perspective of abundance, not scarcity. If you think there's a ton of it, you have plenty of it to use. If you look at it from the perspective of scarcity, there's never enough. So you can make your own decision how you want to look at time. I love looking at it from the perspective of abundance. There's a ton of it because in those pockets of time, if you add it up, you can really make some important things happen. And I think that in the book Quiet Works, those little momentary time where you can break away alone without distraction, without disruption, to think quiet, to plan, to read, to contemplate, to rest, reflect. It doesn't have to be, 18 hours of seclusion. It could be 5 minutes. It could be a minute. So today we're going to talk about managing the clock. So as I think about this topic, it's all about, okay, where's my mind in this thing called time where I'm trying to communicate, connect with somebody, and I'm going to isolate five different meeting moments to do this. And I'll just tell you what they are right now. In a conversation, in a presentation or briefing, in a task, in a meeting, and in between things. Let's call it the seams between things. Those are the five moments. And what inspired me to do this was sports, just thinking of sports. Now, there's some sports that don't have a clock. Soccer does, but kind of doesn't because you have stoppage time. And I've been watching a lot of that lately. Right now, we're watching the Euros and the Copa America, and there's different tournaments. And then the referee just sort of indiscriminately kind of calculates there's four more minutes of stoppage time and or five or whatever it is. And it's kind of fluid. The soccer game is pretty fluid. There's halves of time and there's they call time. But it's not really managing the clock like you have in American football, the NFL, or basketball like the NBA, where you have these very specific moments that have always fascinated me since I was a kid. I remember watching a football game when I was old enough to remember, and they called the two-minute warning. If you're not familiar with American football, the two-minute warning is at the end of the game, the clock stops at 2 minutes. And there is what they call the two-minute drill, and it's the offense, the leader of the offense, the quarterback, is managing this clock by doing very specific things to manage the time. 2 minutes seems like not a lot of time, but surprisingly, there have been some amazing come-from-behind victories where that clock management, that time management has been absolutely critical. Same thing in basketball. The last minute of a game can last 20 minutes. I remember, you know, it's like, when is this game going to be over? I'm like, I don't know. It depends on how long they manage the clock. It's a minute, but they keep on going timeouts and et cetera. And the whole thing can be stretched out. So I'm not going to get into how athletes do this, but if you want to manage the clock like a pro, this podcast is for you today, because you really want to look at it and keep it in mind when you're doing this. But obviously time matters, like I said. We can't lose track of it, and it's pretty easy to do so. So let's just dive in. Time managing the clock. So let's start the first one in a conversation. The first thing in a conversation, whether I'm on the receiving end of that conversation or I'm on the giving end of it, I'm going to ask for enough time. You hear this, give a minute, and it's never a minute. So I'm always thinking, okay, well, if you're asking for time, ask for enough time. Do you have 5 minutes, knowing that I only need three? Ask for slightly more time than you need. Now, if you're on the receiving end, how much time do you need? Do you got a minute? Well, what really, how much time do you need? And give people a parameter of your time. Like, okay, I have a hard stop at 10 o'clock, or I only have 5 minutes, or give a personal limitation. Whether you're asking for it or giving it, make sure that there's an agreement, that there's enough of it that you're negotiating. The second thing that's connected to it is remember what your agreement was. If it's 5 minutes, it's 5 minutes. If it's 10 minutes, it's 10 minutes. But it can't be open-ended. So that's in a conversation. And then when you get to that time, you got to stop. Somebody's got to acknowledge that we've hit the time. That's in a conversation. I think it's fair for both parties that you would agree, you would ask for it, or you would concede a very specific amount of time. But don't be open-ended. I think a lot of people at work have conversations where there's just no sense of time. There's no clock management. There's no time management. It just starts and it'll end whenever it ends. Now, if you want to do that, you can. And I'm not saying you shouldn't. But as a general practice, there should be some negotiation of the time. The second area is in a presentation or a briefing. I say briefing because a lot of the clients that we work with are in the military and they have briefings, which are their term for a presentation or a portion of a meeting. If you're doing that in a presentation or a briefing, I suggest first and foremost to rehearse, practice out loud what you're going to say before you say it. This can give you a sense of how long it's going to take for you to explain whatever you're going to explain. If you're going to give a presentation in front of a group of people, you should probably rehearse that out loud and keep track of the time. Okay, that took me 10 minutes. This took me 7. What's the 5-minute version? What's the 10-minute version? What's the 15-minute version? Keep track of the time. Rehearse it out loud. I would say second, connected to this, is having a way of tracking the time or keeping being aware of it during your briefing or during your presentation. Now, many people wear watches. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't wear a watch or you should wear a watch, but if you're wearing a watch and that's how you're keeping track of time, realize that when you look at your wrist while you're giving a presentation or a briefing, it makes everybody's elusive 600 think, oh, he or she is looking at his watch right now. So what I'll typically do is take my watch off or find a clock in the room, some other mechanism other than looking at my wrist to indicate what the time is. That might be my phone. That might be a timer. That might be my watch laying on the table. Some mechanism that I can just glance and nobody would notice that I'm doing it. That's a nice way of managing the clock while you're in the when you're in the middle of a briefing or presentation. When you think about your rehearsal, it's very, very important to not only how to know how you're starting, what's the start time, but how you're going to end, because that end is the marker that you've ended, right? And in a game, there's a clock, an alarm goes off, a buzzer goes off at time. In your presentation and your briefing, you should know how you end, and that end is the indicator that you're done. And always, always try to end a little early. So if I've got 15 minutes on the schedule, I'm going to try to finish in 12. If I've got a 10-minute part of a 10-minute briefing or a 15-minute, whatever the time is, try to shave off a couple of minutes. You don't use the full time. That's how you would manage the clock in a presentation or a briefing, in those ways. Number three is in a task. I got something to do, right? I got to write an email. I've got to organize my day. I've got to develop a plan. I've got to do whatever it might be. I'm in a task. A couple things to manage the clock is, all right, how long is it going to take me to do this thing? Ask. all right, this is a 5-minute thing. This is a 15-minute. It's not going to take as long as it takes. Okay, so I have devices and mechanisms that I might use, and one of them is an egg timer. It's a really simple, like a little sand dial. So like you flip it over when you. It's a 1-minute thing, and 5 minutes, and you can buy them online. They're cheap. All right, well, this task, I've got to write an email, so this is going to take me 2 minutes. I'll flip over the egg timer for 1 minute. When it gets to 1 minute, flip it over again. I got 2 minutes, and I'll use those increments to manage the clock 1 minute at a time. I might use a stopwatch. I have an Apple Watch, and I have timers, preset timers. I'm like, okay, this is a 5-minute thing. I'll set a timer for 5 minutes. I got 10 minutes of quiet reading. That's my task of quiet. I'm going to read for 10 minutes. I set my timer for 10 minutes, start, and then when it ends, there's a haptic to it. I think I'm saying that right. And it just buzzes like on my wrist, and the time's up. I'll just use my stopwatch, or just a regular timer. You can buy a timer. Use your timer on your phone. That's what it looks like when you're in a task. Well, okay, what if you're in a meeting? How do you manage the clock in a meeting? This is an area where a lot of people need help. Okay, what's the duration of the meeting? Is it a 60-minute meeting? Is it a 45-minute meeting? Does anybody even know? Did you start on time? Okay, are you already behind in the time? Related to that is, who is actually the timekeeper in the meeting? Have you assigned a timekeeper? Who is keeping track of the meeting? The owner of the meeting? Is it our leader of the meeting? Is there a timekeeper? Do you even know? I would assign a timekeeper to manage the clock at a meeting. If we've got an hour together, I want to know that somebody's keeping track. Are we ahead or behind in time? Think about this for a second. When you watch a sporting event, there's a timekeeper. There's somebody keeping track of time. When there's a timeout, they stop the clock. When they start the game, they start the clock. When it's halftime, they stop the clock, and they measure the time of halftime, whether it's 10, 15 minutes, whatever it might be. Who is your timekeeper in your meeting? Always, always start on time. But as the meeting progresses, this is always something that I think people just forget, is there's actually an end to this meeting, and it's going to end. And I ask this question to people, and it's hilarious and amazing and troubling at the same time. When I ask people, have you ever been in a meeting where you got to the end and nobody said anything, and you just kept on going, and everybody just nods their head and go, yeah, it happens all the time. That's not a good way of managing time. You're not managing the clock right now. So the way you do this is that you get 5 minutes out or 3 minutes out, the timekeeper should be alerting everybody that you're getting close to the time. Now, when you're watching a sporting event, you'll hear the commentator saying, okay, there's 3 minutes left in the game. You're getting close to the 2-minute warning, whatever. In a meeting, somebody should be saying, okay, we're 5 minutes out from time. Absolutely. So it's not a surprise, because it's very easy to lose track of time. And absolutely, when you get to the end, that person should call time. And what that looks like is you all stop. See, because if you ignore it, it's like everybody drives through the stop sign in the red light at the same time. Nobody says anything. That's terrible. Don't do that. The timekeeper should say, we're at time, and then make a decision. So that's how you manage a clock in a meeting. And lastly, in between things, meetings, tasks, conversations, calls. I just call these the seams in your day. You've got a bunch of these seams in the day where it's like wasted time and you don't have time, but you do have time. In these seams, you have time. It's before calls. I got 3 minutes before a call. Okay, I'm going to put a clock. I got 3 minutes. I'm just going to put a timer. I got 3 minutes to prepare for this meeting. I got 2 minutes after a call before the next thing. Use those 2 minutes afterwards. If you see the clock and you're like, all right, there's 7 minutes to 12, and I got to meet somebody at noon, keep track of it. Challenge yourself. All right, I've just been given 7 minutes of time right now before my 12 o'clock meeting, and I'm going to use the clock on the wall. I'm going to use it to my advantage, and that's what I'm going to do. So with time management like this in mind, we're just under the magic 15-minute mark on this podcast. Just saying.